Well, I live in the suburbs now. I got a nitwit neighbor. You got a nitwit neighbor where you live? Everyone does. Doesn't matter where you live. Everyone's got a nitwit neighbor. And if you don't have a nitwit neighbor, it's you. Yeah, it's you. My neighbor, and I don't even know what you call these people. I guess a beekeeper. He's a bee guy. Yeah. Any bee people in the room? You live near any bee people? You know what I'm talking about? I don't mean a few bees buzzing around in the backyard. He's got boxes of bees. Like big boxes. Yeah. 50,000 bees in a box. He's got 5 boxes back there. I'll do the math for you. I'm living one fence away from 250,000 bees. And I don't know what you know about bees, but they don't give a shit about fences at all. They don't care one bit. That's an arbitrary line. They fly right over. You know what a fence does when you're living next to 250,000 bees? Gives you one less direction you can run in when you get attacked. And I don't know why you have bees either. I don't understand that, you know? I asked him, I go, hey, Chief, what's the deal with the bees? This is what he says to me. He goes, well, we're saving all kinds of money on honey. I went, you're what? You're saving money on honey? I went, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I never thought about it money-wise, but now that you mention it, yeah. Just the other night, I was sitting down at the kitchen table, you know, going through the bills and writing out the checks, screaming at my wife, saying, we're spending too much money on honey in this house. That $6 you spend every 4 years on a plastic bear full of honey is killing us. We gotta get some bees and get off this big honey grid. This is unsustainable honey consumption. No more money to big honey.